Hello, my name is Tim Price with the Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. Wanted to share today a little bit about supernatural kindness. It's the key to impacting the world. Before we get to that, this podcast and blog post that you can find at timpriceblog.com is similar to one that I might often share on the Faithful Friday Devotion podcast. Most often this Tuesday morning podcast is geared toward ministry leaders and living the Christian life and leading in the church as a church staff person or key volunteer. And the Friday morning devotion podcast is only about 5 minutes each Friday, and it is designed for anyone and everyone who just wants to have scripture in their lives for the day and who likes to listen to devotion podcasts. So this would be similar to that, but it is on the Tuesday morning podcast. But I just wanted to invite you here before we start, be sure to search Faithful Friday wherever you listen to podcasts. Hit subscribe or hit follow or whatever the button is there, and we'd love to have you join us on Friday mornings. In just a moment, we will start this short podcast about supernatural kindness and how it can impact the world. Well, I see lots of t-shirts and memes and reminders on social media to be kind. In fact, it's really become popular, and for good reason. We want to be kind, and I'm always grateful for the sentiment. The world needs more kindness, and I think it's really, really important. But in many ways, it's become just a popular thing for people to say, and hopefully this message of being kind will help unkind people change their ways. But most likely, and I don't want to be negative, but just in general, my thought is being unkind is not going to be changed in a person's heart just from a social media post, meme, or a t-shirt. We have to have something deeper than that in order to be kind. And Christians really should be the definition of kindness. Based on God's goodness in our lives, based on God's grace, based on His forgiveness, we should strive to be kind to others in every situation. I recently ran across this quote. Not sure who the author is, but it says, kindness is best when we don't have to stop and think about it. And this is where our walk with the Lord is so important. Are we sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading in our lives? And if we are, kindness can really be a hallmark of all our interactions and connections. And I don't want to get this mixed up with the idea of discipline and loving others authentically to the point that we're willing to have hard conversations and deal with situations that allow us to help those who are in our care or younger than us or our children or those who serve alongside us to know that these steps are the best steps as opposed to the steps that might be leading them down the wrong path. So we don't want to confuse those two things. It can be a very kind act to lovingly and authentically confront someone. And so we have to know that as well. But as far as our regular everyday interactions and connections, the hallmark of a Christian who is involved and invested in their relationship with the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit's to leading them on a daily basis is so important. Well, here are a few verses that encourage incorporating kindness into our everyday actions as believers. Colossians 3, 12 and 13. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, and bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Proverbs 31:26, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Galatians 6:10, so then, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially those who are of the household of faith. And then Proverbs 19:17, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and He will reward them for what they have done. Well, verses like these, in addition to allowing God to live in and through us, will help us to live a kind life. And living this kind life in a world that bombards us with annoying things isn't always easy. Always being kind, in many ways, is almost supernatural. It requires God's Spirit to fill us and to lead us in our daily and everyday ordinary interactions. That's why we need help from God's Spirit in order to be kind. So again, I'm not disparaging the memes, the t-shirts, and all the little notes that people put around to say, remember to be kind. That's a great thing to do, and maybe it does trigger a little bit of reaction and response and change of heart for some people. But in order for kindness to truly prevail, it's going to happen because of God's goodness to us. And I am praying that our Christian kindness will impact the world around us. Well, you can read this blog post at timpriceblog.com. We'd love to have you stay connected and subscribe there and join us on the podcast on a regular basis. And until next week, praying for you and thankful for your part in our ministry with Harvest. Thanks.